Good morning. Welcome to our Monday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, we're going to be looking at some practical ways to serve one another. It was one element of the message from yesterday at Deer Run, as we looked at the story of Jesus loving those closest to him by washing their feet. And we looked at what it might look like for us to love one another, to love those within the body of Christ, those that ought to be close to us, with that same kind of love. And use the acrostic of WASH. And we considered that to love people like Jesus loves people is that we want them. We accept them, we serve them, and we honor them. And so throughout the week in our morning devotion and prayer time, we're going to look at different ways that we serve. And today we're going to talk and pray specifically about sharing with one another and how God would have us to take the things that he's blessed us with, whether it's resources or skill and ability, time, whatever it is, and sharing with one another. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 13, this instruction: share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. And I suppose that many are like me. It's easy to become cynical, and we look at that verse, and the thing that jumps out first is in need. And we kind of miss the sharing and the hospitality. Because instead of going to God to see what we ought to do, how much we can do, we look at people and try to limit what we have to do. And we all know, I'm guessing, that we live in a time where need is a pretty loosely defined thing. We talk about things that we need, and there are people all around the world that would hear our list of needs and laugh or cry, as the case might be. But there are people who are in need. And rather than spend a lot of effort and energy trying to excuse our lack of sharing, perhaps we ought to love more and listen more. And there are times, I believe, that the need that people present isn't the real need that they have. And sometimes the need is for instruction, for correction, for teaching and training in righteousness. That the needs that they notice and recognize in their life are a result of, well, bad decisions. Of even disobedience to God's word. But there are just as many times, and maybe even more times, that the need exists, well, because we live in a fallen world where trouble comes, where bad news strikes through no fault of our own. And the encouragement today is to not be so quick to judge, to love one another. And sometimes I think it's our responsibility to help one another in need, to share with one another, regardless of how they got there, but always with the mindset and the eye towards correcting and rectifying the problem. And God's desire for every believer is that we would share with one another. Now, what that means in practical terms is sharing with one another means that you also are being shared with. It's not a one-sided thing, or at least it shouldn't be. This sharing that God calls us to is designed to be mutually beneficial. Paul writes, and to some that needed the correction because, well, they really weren't into sharing. In fact, they were very much into taking. And he tells them that they should quit stealing, that they should quit taking things that don't belong to them, and they should work not simply so that they don't have to take anymore, not simply so they can provide for themselves, but they should work so that they have something to share. There's so many times we think our work, our efforts, our source of income is all about us. It's about providing for my needs. It's providing for what I want. It's mine. And I think God would come along and say, I beg to differ. He says, I've given you those opportunities. I've given you those responsibilities. I've provided you with what's needed so that you would be able to work and have something to share. What does it look like for God's family to share with those in need? I suspect for most people they hear that, and the reason that they object to it, whether out loud or to themselves, is because, well, they hear give money. And sometimes that is a sharing of meeting a need that is necessary. But I suspect that if we spent time with one another, then you can take this verse, and I think when he talks about sharing with God's people in need, you can take that very generically, and, well, everyone is God's people, and I think we do share with those that we encounter who are in need. But I think this is specifically addressing the church body, those that we ought to be close to, those that we fellowship with, those who share a faith in Christ. And if you spend time, you realize that there are needs greater than money. You'll find throughout this week, we're going to be talking about some of those ways to specifically serve that involve sharing of ourself. You'll find people that are in your church family that are lonely, that are discouraged, that are depressed, that are feeling hopeless at times. You'll find people who are confused, who are lost, who are looking for direction. You'll find a lot of needs that aren't necessarily about money. It's about someone caring. It's about someone sharing of themselves. It's about someone sharing wisdom and insight. It's about someone sharing a listening ear. You see, when God tells us to share with his people who are in need, to practice hospitality and connecting those in a way that says we do life together. So the group gathered last night at Potato Creek State Park in our Deer Run hike, bike, and fellowship event. I shared with the group the concept behind that was it was simply something that I enjoy doing. Going to the park and walking the trails and photographing the beauty of nature, and right now it's putting on quite the show. But that realization that was something I could share with others who needed to relax, who needed to unwind, who needed to just spend time with God. And I challenged the group to consider the things that they enjoy doing that they often do alone. And what would it look like to share those things with somebody else? To practice hospitality, to invite them into your life, perhaps even into your home. And to love one another by sharing with one another. By getting to know them well enough to know the need that exists. You see, sometimes we get the idea, and I think society wants us to paint this picture that there are those who are in need and there are those who are not. And those who are not ought to provide for those who are. And the longer I live, the more I realize how untrue that is. I don't know that I've ever encountered someone who doesn't have a need. Sometimes it's a lot more difficult to discover what that need is. Sometimes we're not even aware of the need that we have until God brings somebody along and meets it and he says, wow, that was just what I needed. But if we had been asked an hour before that if we needed anything, we would have said no. And as we love one another, we share with one another by sharing life. And we share with one another who are in need by sharing of ourselves, by practicing hospitality. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You shared with us. You put this into practice through your Son, Jesus, by meeting a need in our life that we were completely unaware of until we encountered you and we realized how lost we are in our own sin, in our own self, in our own pursuits and desires. So, Father, thank you for Jesus who shared with us life. Not just any old life, but life to the full. So, Father, help us today to pay more attention to one another, to share with your people who are in need, to practice hospitality, to invest life in life, to look at how you would have us not only to be involved in the needs of others, but to open ourselves up to their involvement in our need. Father, may we see the level nature of the ground that we walk on, that we live in, that has all of us. Not only in that position of need, but in that position of helping and sharing. And Father, for those times we do this evaluation and we say to ourselves and others, I don't have anything to share. May you provide. But perhaps more importantly, may you open our eyes to what you have already provided. And if it's a lack of money that makes us think we have nothing to share, may you Help us to see more clearly the things that are of even more value that those around us need, that we can give, that we can share, that we can do life together in. Father, today may we heed your word. May we do what it says. May we pay greater attention. And as we share with one another, as we practice hospitality, may we consistently lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.